second, they were getting to the loose pucks, and we just seemed like we were just, you know, reacting, and they were anticipating. And when you do that, you just can't, you know, you're not going to win many foot races or battles. And that's what's going on. And it's really hard to stop the momentum, you know. But that's where you need a timeout or whatever to use just to calm things down. Yeah. Or the goalie put a hole in the ice just so, you know, and you get the linesman over to fix it. But having said that, I like how, you know, we just sort of hung in there and gave ourselves a chance to win.
Well, we did. And, again, this goal was just unbelievable. 19:41, the time of the game winner by Mike Neville.
Dumped in by Minnesota Duluth. 30 seconds remaining in regulation. Phillips will put it to some empty ice. Handed in off of the glass. Nice clear up there. Actually, could hand it in from Neville. Handed it across the line. Kicks it to his forehand. Swings it back over. Score! Oh, what a play! Handed it to Neville! And the Huskies, with 18 seconds left, take a 4-3 lead. Are you kidding me?
Well, I told you, Coach, I jumped up. I rarely, you know, we're not supposed to do anything in the press box. And it just was such a surprising development of a great goal. The way things kind of... the sequence went along there, that it's just it was a great end to the game.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, just the way everything played out, I don't think you could ask for a better ending. You know, we get the lead, we play well, fans are into it. You know, we give the lead up. Tyler Heinonen makes a really good play. You know, I believe he was on for their third goal against too. So it was just good for him to come back, you know, which he was. I mean, they were out, you know, for their Mike Neville and Tyler were out for their tying goal. So for them to come back, I mean, Haino makes a good play, almost loses the puck. It goes in his feet. He keeps it up to his stick. And then Mike Neville drives the net. And it's something we work on, you know, not every day, but, you know, 2-3 times a week that we work on that. And then for him to get his first goal of the year after his, you know, passing of his grandfather, he had missed 10 days of practice, and he was really tight with his grandfather. He comes back, scores a winning goal, you know, against one of the top two teams in the pairwise ranking in the country, which is a very good team. And, you know, you couldn't ask for a better end. Now, we still had 18 seconds, sure. And, you know, as a coach, you're still worried. 18 seconds is an eternity. So, anyway, but good for those two guys. Okay. And good for our team. And great for our team, well, great for our fans.
Going back to Tyler Heinonen's almost losing the puck, yeah. I thought it looked like he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Mike Neville said that he did it on purpose. Do you think he did?
No.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, I have studied the highlight. I'm thinking, oh, maybe.
Oh, man, no way. I mean, you got
to. For those who don't know what happened, he, you know, you can hear me say he kicked it to his forehand. It almost looked like he lets it go. You know, he skates past the puck and then kicks it back up to kind of just draw the defense a little bit one way or the other, but you're not so sure on that.
No, I'm not, but I thought he, you know, when you watch it, I mean, you got to be really good to make a play like that, and Tyler's really good, but I don't think you'd have the presence to try to do something that at that point of the game, but I like that. We call that the drive and cut, where the center guy, you know, drives the net and the other guy cuts across and either shoots it or tries to lay it over there for the player driving the far post. And great redirect. Mike didn't try to handle or anything like that. And big goal.
It was. Final score, 4-3 in favor of Michigan Tech. Shots were 36-30 in favor of UMD. Huskies and the Bulldogs both 0-3 on the power play, but the power play looked a lot better, I thought, on Saturday night. It had more legitimate time on the power play too,
right.
Than you did on Friday night, and just a big win. Jamie Phillips with 33 saves, and Kaskasuo and McNeely teamed up for 26 saves. Anything else you want to touch on?
Well,
on game,
you know, I think, you know, we're going to look back on that game at some point this year and really point to that possibly being you know, the game or a huge game in what
I agree.
Might say, you know, down the road. So I can't stress how important it was to win that game and to beat a good team like Duluth, you know, especially when if we get the opportunity somewhere down the road to, you know, get in the conversation about moving forward in the tournament. I mean, those games are huge. You know, your head-to-head and pairwise and common opponents and everything, that was a big win because Duluth's going to have a really good year. They're a good team. You know, I expect them to be right there at the end battling for their conference championship.
Questions are coming in for Coach. Those are coming up soon. When we come back, though, after the break, we'll talk about some other NCAA action over the weekend and also a little bit more on the Great Lakes Invitational that's coming up real soon. It's the Mel Pearson Show continuing after this on Mix 93.
Along with the 12 days of Christmas, the folks at Bucko's Party Store in Calumet celebrate the 12 packs of Christmas. All 12 packs of bottled beer on sale. 12 packs cans of Pepsi products, 2 for $8. Coke and 7-Up 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Mountain Dew 20 ounces, 2 for $2.22. Stay Amped Up 32-ounce Powerades, only 10 for $10. Don't forget, for special holiday cheer, check out Bucko's Wine and Champagne Department. Keep things cool with nice ice. 4 bags for $5. All sales do not include tax or deposit. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison transmission and Duramax diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Mel is in our studio. We'll answer your questions in our next segment. But UND, North Dakota, losing one of the games over the weekend to Denver. That was a highly anticipated series between the two ranked teams. And obviously, number one, not winning on Friday night.
Well, it's tough. You know, I think the parity in college hockey, you can see it every weekend. You know, in the rankings are... No, they are what they are. I mean, someone has to be ranked number one, but boy, you don't want that right now. It just seems like it's tough to hold on to that spot. I don't know if they'll be ranked number one after the weekend. There's no shame in losing to another top-ranked team like right. Denver, so especially on the road. But, you know, Denver's got a good team, and North Dakota's got a pretty good team too. So I think you're going to see quite a bit of this going forward. It's just, you know, the number one team is going to get beat on most – not every weekend, but a lot of weekends, just because of the parity in college hockey.
The Minnesota State series against Princeton, the Mavericks win 5-0 on Friday night. The Saturday game gets canceled due to illness. Have you ever?
No, never heard of that. I mean, never have heard of that. Like, I'd like to get more of the details just to find out, you know, how many guys. You know, I mean, what's the limit when you finally say that's it? Because most teams carry, you know, 26, 27 players. So you're talking 5 guys got sick, or you're talking 15 guys got, you know, sick, and where, you know, it's interesting. You know, having said that, I'm sure there were, you know, there's a little bit, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a good reason, but I've heard of other teams have food poisoning and, you know, only been dressed 16 guys and they played the game and that. So it's sort of interesting to see what happens. I'd like to get, you know, a little bit more of a insight as to what went down there.
How good is Boston University right now, Coach?
They're good. They're young, but they're good. Just had a NHL scout come in, you know, this weekend. One of a few that were in, and he had seen BU a few times. We talked about that. I asked him how good they were. I've seen them on tape a little bit, but I said they're young but good. You know, it's not quite sure where they're going to end up at the end, but he said they got a good team, a couple real high-end players. You know, the Jack Eichel kid, going to be either first or second pick. They're talking about in the NHL draft. So, but they've got a good team. And David Quinn's a coach. I've known David a long time. He does a great job.
Going back to the WCHA, a couple of series that were in action this weekend. Bemidji takes 3 out of 4 points against Northern Michigan at Sanford Center.
Yeah, not surprised. Bemidji is a good team. They've been playing well all season, and they've had a real tough schedule and had some tough losses. So not surprised when you're at home. You know, you usually favor the home team. And I know Northern was out. You know, they had a little bit of injury problem. Dahlstrom wasn't playing. Mm-hmm. I think Doan did a great job by looking at the stats on Saturday night. So, yeah, it's tough. It's a tough time of year right now. It's been a long 3-month grind, you know, and I think teams start to feel it a little bit now and some of the injuries start piling up. So, it'll be interesting that second half going forward.
Alabama Huntsville made things interesting on Friday night up in Fairbanks. They Nanook